One day, a girl got out there and died off on that board. She didn't die very hard. And she come up and said, you know what? Said, I sure bumped some, hurt my head. She did too. She skinned her head up good. Mm. And we went in there. There was a great big old boulder in that old water. Hmm. Probably weighed 3 or 4 tons.
Goodness.
Yeah, the big one. Well, we floated it along, moved it on down, bunch of us boys did, till we got it out of the main hole. We got to looking around about it, and there'd been a little rise on the gable that week, and we didn't realize it.
Hmm.
Probably about 6 feet rise. It washed that boulder in there. Mm-hmm. Well, from then on, I never was much on diving in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Until it had done tested out, and I wasn't too much know-how. But I've seen too many people get hurt.
Yeah, it can be bad. Well, have you ever seen a boy playing around the yard? He might tuck his head down between his knees and then kick his feet out and go over like that.
Somerset, we call it.
Oh, yeah.
Or rolling, playing Somerset, mm-hmm. over and over and over.
Or talking about shopping in town. Have you ever heard of a storekeeper, you know, like when a customer comes in to pay off his bill, maybe the storekeeper will give him a little something?
I've seen that. He paid off his bill. It's a big bill. He give him a little present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen that. That used to be a common occurrence here in this town when I was a kid. It's paid out till now.
Oh, I meant to ask you when you were talking about swimming, you know, if somebody goes down in the water and doesn't come back up, he probably
gets hurt and drowns if you don't give you an out.
Has that ever happened to people around here?
Once in a while it happened to people. Come in.
That's a preacher, huh?
Yeah. Preacher from my church. He passed in my church.
What church is that?
Pentecostal Church, Full Gospel.
Oh, I see.
Out here, St. Creek, 3 miles south of town. Out there, right close to where I used to live.
I see. Let me ask you about this expression. Say, if I brought my foot down real hard on the floor, you'd say I
stomped the floor.
Stomped the floor. Or say, if I got my car stuck in the mud, I might ask somebody to get behind me and give me a
push.
Ever happened to you? Get stuck and have to get pushed out?
Lots of times. Or sometimes you get stuck bad enough, you have to get somebody to pull you out.
Mm-hmm. You know, say if a person had to carry a real heavy suitcase a long ways, instead of saying carried, he might say I had...
Well, what had to carry?
Oh, you know, just something heavy, maybe like a suitcase.
Load. You carry a load or a large bulk of weight, something.
You know, when you were a kid growing up, did you ever play any games where you chased each other or something like that?
Hey,
Dylan,
83-10, you got the wheelchair.
Well, it's called an airbase. Various games of that kind.
Called what?
We call it playing Darebase.
Darebase.
Some would be standing in a circle called the base, and we had a circle down about 40 yards from there. You'd get up there and give them a dare, playing Darebase.
Mm-hmm.
And if they broke out of the base, caught us before we got back to our base, we had to join them.
I see.
Called playing Darebase. We played them kind of games.
Mm-hmm.
Number of different kinds of games, but that one was one of the main active games we played as kids on Darebase.
Say, if you wanted to get in touch with a friend of yours that